Verstappen's victory cut short by DQ. Max Verstappen, a four-time F1 champion, recently competed in a GT3 car at the Nürburgring, where he took pole position and won the four-hour race by a minute. However, his victory was short-lived as he was disqualified due to the team's excessive use of tires. The disqualification was a result of a simple error on the part of the team, Windward Racing, which was making its debut in the Nürburgring Langstreckenserie, NLS. According to German car magazine Auto Motor UND Sport, teams that don't regularly compete in the Eifel region have often stumbled over the specific rules. This was also the case for Windward Racing. Verstappen's win was his second in the Nürburgring Langstreckenserie, NLS, series, this time driving a Red Bull-sponsored Mercedes-AMG GT3 for Windward Racing, partnered with co-pilots Jules Gounon and Daniel Junkadella. He took advantage of a caution-free qualifying lap to take the pole in 7 minutes and 51.751 seconds in dry conditions. However, the green hell doesn't cut anyone any slack, and Verstappen was soon passed by the number 16 Audi driven by Christopher Hasse at the start of the race. Despite this, Verstappen remained within striking distance, even briefly touching the rear of the Audi R8 LMS during lapped traffic. The first stint duel between Verstappen and Hasse was intense, with both drivers pushing each other to the limit. According to Auto Motor UND Sport, Verstappen overtook Hasse on the long straight at Dottinger Hohe at the end of the first lap. Verstappen's win was a result of his strong performance, but it also highlighted the complexities of GT3 racing. As team principal Christian Hohenadel noted, "We will now analyze the day thoroughly, meticulously prepare for the upcoming races, and work with full concentration towards the ADAC Ravenal 24H Nürburgring." Verstappen's goal at the ring is to race in the ADAC Ravenal 24H Nürburgring May 14th to 17th, dates that fall nicely in between the Miami Grand Prix and other upcoming events. He expressed his enthusiasm for racing at the Nürburgring, stating, "It's super enjoyable, however, Verstappen's plans may be affected by the disqualification, as he will need to wait 3 weeks before competing again in another four-hour NLS race on April 11th. Despite this, he remains committed to racing at the Nürburgring and is eager to take on the challenges of GT3 racing. The incident serves as a reminder that even experienced drivers like Verstappen can make mistakes, especially when dealing with complex rules and regulations. As such, it's essential for teams to familiarize themselves with the specific rules of each circuit to avoid similar incidents in the future."